this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
It's a big lie. Ken Colburn's not here. He was called in because you missed him. Not that it's going to ruin your whole day if Ken's not here, because never fear, you got Brandon here and you got Chad here and you got Russ on the other side of the glass making all the things happen that our technology around here and, of course, helping answer the calls and get you guys queued up. Cool,
right? Yeah.
That's right. That's all you got to add?
Yeah, that's it.
Let's get back to the phones right away and see if we can help Ginger in Phoenix, who has a question about antivirus software, and is there something out there that's free that's good? Ginger, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hello.
Hello. You've got happy children in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if my kid in the studio can scream louder than yours. Watch this. All right, that's enough of that, huh? Ginger, what can we help you with?
I have an XP and a 98, and we want to know what kind of a site for viruses, a free site.
Okay. I can give you some good advice of where you can find some antivirus software that's good and no cost. The easiest thing to do is go to our website at datadoctors.com. In the upper left-hand corner, you're going to see a big yellow, looks like a yellow sticker on it would be on an award. It says Data Doctors Seal of Approval. Mm-hmm. If you click on that Data Doctors Seal of Approval, what it's going to do is take you to a page that lists recommended software, things that we recommend, and software we recommend you don't have. And if you scroll under the list of antivirus programs, you'll see both a, here's one you pay for, and here's a free suggestion that we have there. And there's a link you can click on. It'll take you right over to the website where there's a good free piece of antivirus software that we think does a good job.
Okay.
So that should be, I would imagine, should take care of you. The actual piece of software is called AVG.
AVGE?
AVG. Antivirus, and G stands for, I don't know, guard, maybe.
That's good.
So, if you, like I said, if you just go to our website, upper left-hand corner, click on the big yellow seal of approval, and scroll down to the antivirus section, you'll see that program and a link to it, and it's no cost, and it does a great job.
Okay.
And make sure for 2005 that your one of your resolutions is to not only get that piece of software, but then to keep it up to date.
Okay.
And it's really simple. Within the piece of software, there's an update feature, and just make sure every week or so you go in and click on that update feature, and it'll kind of remind you from time to time. But update the software to make sure that you're protected from the latest, greatest stuff that's out that might be out there to hurt you. Mm. Okay, Ginger?
Okay, I have one more question.
All right.
The XP.
Yes?
We have a problem with switching to sites ever since they emailed someone.
Okay, somebody sent you an email and since then you've had problems?
We sent a mail to someone and we can't... get the site to switch to, like, Yahoo or something like that.
Okay. It sounds like you might have either some kind of problem with your internet connection, or perhaps, since you're asking about antivirus software, maybe you have some kind of virus. I'm guessing you don't already have antivirus software, you don't have anything that's active or up to date. So, definitely, first thing, get that antivirus software, and you might have to go to a friend's PC and download it and burn it to a CD or do something like that. To get that going, make sure that you get that installed and make sure you don't have a virus already. If that's not solving the problem, then the next thing would be to check to make sure that you're actually connected to the internet, and that might be the problem that you're having being able to go to different sites. So there's a couple suggestions for you there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck with that.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a loud phone call.
Yeah.
There was a whole band of children in the background, I think, watching movies and then not happy about
that.
Did
not seem very happy at all.
Yeah, that might be the case. Let's see if we can quickly help Art in Phoenix. We have just a few minutes left. Art, welcome to the Computer Corner. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
What can we help you with?
Well, I have a Sound Blaster sound card I recently acquired, and I put it on my computer, XP machine, and it works fine. When I turn it, it took me a while to figure this out, but every time I would turn it off and then reboot, I couldn't, the software had been corrupted or something, and I had to go to Device Manager and remove it and then reboot, and then, you know, it would work again, fine.
It sounds like there's some kind of conflict, and I'm guessing that this Sound Blaster sound card you added in, there probably was already built-on sound, like built on the motherboard of this computer before you added this card, and this you put in to get better sound, right?
Yeah, I removed it in the BIOS.
Okay, so that's the first suggestion I was going to say is go into the BIOS, make sure you disable all the onboard sound stuff,
right?
And make sure you turn that stuff off. Then the next thing would be, if it's still having a problem, and you've disabled that,
Then
let's
go... No conflicts, according to I already checked that out.
The next thing you want to do then is go to the manufacturer's website, and it would be at Creative Labs.
Right.
And download the latest drivers they have available for Windows XP and get those installed, because the ones that came with it, there may be some issues or they may not be built for Windows XP.
Yeah, well, my computer says that what's on there. Well, I believe that actually Windows has a built-in Sound Blaster.
Right, but that was built when Windows was built. And I'm sure since then there's been several different revisions. So the best bet, again, go to the website, download whatever the latest is for your particular model of sound card.
It's not their latest model, which is the Artigy or something?
Artigy, yeah.
It's, the one I have isn't an Artigy. So
that's okay.
It's sort of like, it's not, they don't have any really new...
they'll have drivers for it even if it's not the latest. It's okay. You need to figure out what the card is, and if you go to their site, they'll have a little guide that talks about how to identify exactly what it is you have as far as the model. And from there, once you know the model name, if they don't have it at their site, if you take that model name and the word drivers and put it into Google, you'll find a ton of sites that do have it. So if you can't find it through their site, try that. But first figure out what is the model exactly that you have, and give that a shot. I bet that's going to take care of your problem.
Like it's the PC-16, or 16 PCI.
Yeah, but there's lots of different versions. You've got to figure out exactly what it is, and again, at their site, they're going to have step-by-step instructions that walk you through figuring out exactly what you've got.
Right.
All right, Art?
Okay, thanks much.
Good luck with that. Thanks for the call, and have a happy new year.
You too.
That's going to do it for us here on the Computer Corner. If you missed any part of the show, I think we're going to have audio archives updated and uploaded probably early next week. Also, stick around for that follow-up newsletter. If you're not subscribed, you can do so at datadoctors.com. Just look for the box to type in your email address and click subscribe, and you'll get all kinds of cool tips and tricks, and most importantly, no advertising at all. The Computer Corner, we'll be back, of course, next Saturday from 12:20 to 2. I'll be back then with Chad. Until then, if it ain't broke when it comes to your computer, don't fix it. We'll see you next week.